This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dirty Work Wednesday on the Z Morning Zoo.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a freaking idiot?
Call 473-104.5.
Hello?
Hello?
For God's sake, who are you?
You're going to get it now.
Hello?
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello. So you think you can help me?
Yeah, we can help you.
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
This is Eric.
Hey, Eric, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
I think my girlfriend might be screwing around with her new boss.
Oh, wow. These are the dirty works I wait for. Girlfriend, boss. Okay, so what is your girlfriend's name?
Lauren.
Okay, and how long have you guys been going out?
Started going out last summer, so over a year, I guess.
Okay, and you think she's messing around with her boss?
Yeah, I do. She got this new job a few months ago, and so she's a receptionist working for this Scott guy. And since she started working for him, she gets calls and texts from this guy all the freaking time. And at first, I didn't even care because I was like, well, she's his personal assistant, I guess. So that seems kind of normal. But then I kind of started noticing the way she talks to him when she's on the phone. And I don't know. It's like she's talking to her other boyfriend or something.
Okay. So it's not exactly professional.
No, it is way not professional.
Okay.
And you said he texts her as well?
All the time.
See, I feel like that's a problem. If I'm your, employee and you're my boss, we can communicate through email. I feel like that's the appropriate form of communication for employees. Like, if I need something from our boss, I don't ever text him on, a Friday night. I send him an email.
Yeah, plus with email, you have that digital receipt, so to speak, in case anything crazy goes down. It's all in writing. So who do you think is at fault here, Eric? Your girlfriend or the boss?
No, it's totally Lauren, I'm sure of it. Yeah, she's always been kind of flirty with people. Like, most of my friends don't like her because she's kind of immature, and they all think she's pretty bad.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say she's probably incredibly hot.
Yeah, she's hot.
Yeah, I've been there. I remember dating a girl like that, incredibly hot, but incredibly immature. You like being with her, but you never exactly 100% trust her. Always wonder if there's somebody else. So, okay, so you want us to find out if your suspicions are correct then?
Yeah, please.
Okay.
I'm really starting to lose my patience with her over this stuff.
Okay. Well, this would be perfect for a War of the Roses pantygram, It's too bad we already did War of the Roses this week.
But we didn't bust anybody, remember? He picked his girlfriend, so it didn't really count.
No, it counted. It counted. Just because he picked his girlfriend. Let's do something different. What else you got? What other?
What we did that one time I really liked? We called and said we were planning a surprise birthday party. We got your number from his phone, so we invited you.
The birthday scam.
Yeah, the birthday scam. Okay. Let's do that one.
That's doable. Okay, so Eric, we're going to need Lauren's number from you. And also, where is she right now? Is she actually at work?
She should be there in the next 20 minutes or so, yeah.
Okay, so we'll have to be careful when we call her. So, all right, so what we're going to do is we're going to run the birthday scam.
Now,
if you've never heard us do this before, the way it works is we're going to call up Lauren, and we're going to say that we're throwing a birthday party for Scott. That's her boss. We're going to be like, oh, we stole his phone. We got a couple of numbers out of his phone, and we saw that he texts and calls you a lot, so we just assumed that you were someone special. Or you know what? Matt, try throwing the girlfriend out there.
Okay.
Say, we assume you're his girlfriend.
Because
the number of times he's called you or something. So let's try that, and then let's see what response she gives us. And then, Shag, when we're doing this, let me as soon as she answers, go ahead and put Eric on, but make sure you instruct him not to talk.
Yep, okay.
So to keep quiet.
Okay. All right.
That way we can bring him in on this. You can bring him in on now if you want. Okay. I'm not using that line right there. Okay.
Hello?
Hi, is this Lauren?
Yeah, this is Lauren.
Hey, Lauren. This is Ashley. We've never met before. I'm actually Scott's sister.
Scott?
He's your boss, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I wanted to make sure that I had the right Lauren. So listen, we're planning a surprise party for Scott, and we wanted to make sure that you could come, but don't say anything. Like, don't tell him about it.
Yeah, totally. That's so exciting.
Yeah, we stole his phone over the weekend for a few minutes, and we were writing down all the phone numbers of people he's friends with and, you know, people he talks to all the time. And your number came up, and I was like, oh, that must be his new girlfriend that he keeps talking about. So we're really excited to finally meet you.
Oh, hold on. He said that I was his girlfriend? Is that...
Well, no, not really, but we all kind of know he's been seeing somebody new. Yeah, so we just thought it was you.
Okay. I'm so sorry. I'm just confused. So who's throwing the party?
Me and some of Scott's friends.
Okay. So I'm so sorry. Is his wife coming? Is that...
His wife? No, his wife... Actually, we did not invite her because, you know what? None of us really like her that much.
Oh, okay. Sorry, this is just so weird. Yeah, you just kind of had me sort of seriously nervous for a second there. So I guess I should tell you that I guess you kind of know that she doesn't really know about me and Scott yet. So I guess I would love to come. It's just this party. I guess I just need to be sure that this isn't like a place where this comes out or like
no
drama or
no, don't. Yeah, don't worry about that stuff. Your secret is super safe with me. Like I said, I hate his wife.
Oh, oh my God. Okay, well, I guess I can't believe I'm going to tell you this, but I guess you'll love this. But last week, Scott was actually super stressed out because I guess they had just had another huge fight, which I'm sure you heard about. They just like do not get up, so he stays in the office late because he has to finish something. And so I show up and I kind of do like the whole, you know, sexy underwear under the jacket thing, and then while I was there she freaking shows up.
Oh my god, are you serious?
Yeah, it was totally insane. And so she shows up, and then the security guy actually knows her. So I guess she just walked into his office, and I'm like in my underwear and shit. And
so
I'm,
wait, what
closed
did you?
My jacket quickly, and I'm I hid under the desk. But oh my god, it was the craziest moment in my life. She was like yelling at him about something, and I'm sitting there under his desk, and he's like right in front of me, and I'm like yeah.
So she never saw you at all?
No. She never saw me. I was so freaking scared that my heart was like pumping out of my freaking chest.
Wow.
It was totally insane.
Yeah, sounds like it. And now, what about your boyfriend? Does he know?
I'm sorry. What about my... What?
She said, what about your boyfriend? Does he know? And you can go ahead and answer that with a, yeah, he knows. You stupid bitch.
Oh.
Wow.
What the hell was that? Did you hear that?
Hear what?
I felt like that was my boyfriend on the line. Am I like, what's happening?
Actually, Lauren, this is the Z Morning Zoo radio show, and right now, Dirty Work Wednesday is what's happening. That was your boyfriend. He kind of suspected something was going on with you and your boss, and like, I guess he was right?
Why? Who is everybody here? Why are you in on this conversation? Can you please put Scott's sister back on the phone?
Nope. I mean, actually, we don't even know if he has a sister.
Okay, I am just so confused right now.
Well, that's because you're a stupid idiot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.